Graduation. Teacher Gu announced the latest revolutionary reform of the educational system. The junior high school entrance examination had been abolished. There would be no final exams for us this year. Everyone would automatically graduate. Hooray! An Yi turned around in her seat and beamed at me. The summer is ours! The junior high school entrance examination, dreaded by all of us, was gone. What a relief! We would not have to spend the whole summer studying for the exam and worrying about what school we would get into. We could play. Du Hai sat on his desk, roaring with laughter. To him, and to Yin Lan Lan, and to the others who were not even sure of graduating, this was wonderful news. But as I watched Du Hai, my elation suddenly evaporated. Yes, I would have a whole summer to play, but without an entrance exam, how would they pick the students for the elite schools? Ever since third grade, I had been counting on getting into Shiyi, one of the best junior high schools in Shanghai. Then I had planned on attending an elite high school and then one of the famous universities. Without an entrance exam, how could I be sure of getting into Shiyi? What could I do to make up for my family background? While the others were laughing and shouting with delight, I mourned. An Yi had an asthma attack and was out of school for a week. I went to school and went home by myself. I spoke to almost no one. I kept away from the red successors, from the rest of my classmates, from everyone. Good morning, Teacher Gu. I met her in the hallway, but I tried to avoid any more than a polite greeting. Chi Li, wait a minute. She would not let me go. I avoided her eyes as I waited for her to speak. Teacher Gu had been our homeroom teacher for 2 years. In those 2 years, she had been more than a teacher to us. She had been a devoted friend. I knew that she had a daughter just my age, and I often felt she was like a mother to me, too. Before the Cultural Revolution, she had been a model teacher. Now she was the subject of many Dazi Bao, calling her an opportunist, a black executioner, a corrupter of the young. Even though I did not believe these accusations, I did not want to be seen with her. I did not want to give the Red Successors another excuse to attack me. Besides, I was ashamed of my own black background. For nearly a month I had tried to avoid her. Chi Li, don't be so unhappy. I'm not unhappy, I tried to say, but when my eyes met hers, my voice broke. I turned away. I did not know how to face her after all my recent humiliations. I have some good news for you. She gently turned my face toward her. My eyes darted down the hall to make sure no red successor saw us together. You know the junior high school admissions policy has been changed, Teacher Gu said. Instead of an entrance exam, teachers are assigning students to their schools. She paused. Chi Li, all the sixth grade teachers agree to assign you to Shiyi Junior High. Shiyi? My dream. In spite of everything, it was coming true. That's right, she said. You looked like you needed some good news to cheer you up. She patted me on the head and turned toward the office building. I could not move as I watched her walk away. Shiyi. Even though I could not be a red successor, I would go to Shiyi. I saw the badge of Shiyi Junior High sparkling on my blouse. I had almost given up, but my teachers had not. The lonely flower had not been forgotten after all. I was happier than I had been for weeks. Then I felt myself blush. I had tried to avoid Teacher Gu. I had not wanted anyone to see me talking to her. I had not supported her, as she had supported me. Teacher Gu, I called after her. Thank you. She turned and smiled at me, and I thought of something else. Teacher Gu, what school was An Yi assigned to? Seeing her hesitate, I added, "She's been sick. She needs some good news, too." "The same as you. Don't tell anyone, okay?" I ran all the way to Anyi's house. People turned to look at me as I raced by, but I could not stop grinning. I would always work hard, I told myself. I would never let my teachers down. We graduated. We had no graduation ceremony and no party. With so much happening, it seemed that no one had time for such things. Anyi and I were disappointed, but thinking about Shi Yi made us happy again. We decided that we could not wait until fall to get our new school supplies, and so one day we went shopping for them. We threaded our way through the crowd at the number one department store, searching the store for just the right green school bag, large enough to carry 10 big books. At the stationery counter, we carefully chose new pencil boxes. Anyi's had two long-legged cranes on the cover. Mine had a range of snowy mountains. Our new lunch boxes were the kind we had always dreamed of, bright aluminum with two removable trays, one for rice and one for a meat or vegetable dish. They were real grown-up lunch boxes, proof that we had risen to the status we had looked forward to for so long. We did not take the bus back home. We walked instead, so that people would see us carrying our perfect new school bags and our dazzling new lunch boxes. We were sure that everyone we passed on the street knew that we were going to attend one of the city's best schools. No longer crowded with students, Xin Er Primary School seemed much larger and quieter during summer vacation. A bird calling from a parasol tree sounded shockingly loud, and our footsteps echoed in the empty hallway. Less than a week after we had bought our new lunch boxes, Anyi and I had heard a rumor from some of our classmates. They said that the teachers' assignments had been canceled. We could not believe this was true, but we were anxious. We decided to visit Teacher Gu's office and ask her ourselves. We tapped on the door, and she let us in. The small office had changed. Beautiful calligraphy scrolls had been replaced by a poster of Chairman Mao, and the knick-knacks in the bookcase were gone. Teacher Gu looked at us expectantly. Even though we had been waiting all week to see her, now that the moment had come, it was hard to ask the question. "We heard that teachers can't assign students to the schools after all. We just wondered..." My voice trailed off. Teacher Gu nodded. "We got a new directive from the city. All students will be assigned to schools by their residential districts. The teachers' assignments have been invalidated." "Invalidated," I murmured. Another beautiful dream. Gone. I had been counting the days before the new term began. Now I saw the Shi Yi badge flash before my eyes and disappear. So did the new lunchbox. They were gone in an instant, like soap bubbles. "Does that mean that everyone from the same neighborhood will go to the same school?" I whispered. "That's right. Everyone from your neighborhood will be in Xinjia Junior High School." "And Duhai and Yinlan Lan, too?" Teacher Gu stood up and put her arms around us. "Don't worry," she said softly. "Things are bound to change for the better. They will. Cheer up. It will be all right." Anyi and I came out of the office and stood in the hallway for a long while. We turned to leave. "Let's take one more look at this school," I suggested. We walked to our old classroom. The cut paper characters, "Study hard and advance every day," still hung on the front wall, but several pins were missing and some of the characters hung askew. The neatly designed and decorated student's garden was written over with crude letters that read, "Revolutionary Actions." I sat at my desk, which now felt small and slightly unfamiliar. Once more I looked at the sword carved into the top long ago by some naughty boy. As my fingers traced the grooves in the wood, I could hear Teacher Goo's voice saying, "It will be all right." I looked around the room one more time before I left, and Duhai's jeers seemed almost as far behind me as the day I had been elected Da Dui Zhong. We walked past the library. I had spent many hours in that small room and had discovered many of our national heroes there. Brave Liu Hu Lan, who died rather than surrender to a nationalist warlord. Heroic Huang He Guang, who sacrificed himself to save his comrades in Korea, and others who gave their lives for the revolution. Now there was a sign on the door that said, "Closed for sorting during summer vacation," and I could see that half the shelves were empty. I knew that many of my favorite books, like the stories in Grandpa Hong's bookstall, would be sorted away forever, declared poison under the new standards.
We turned and left the schoolyard for the last time.